My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Coach is about to join the Olympians overseas. And so we're holding it down for him. DOC, heavy metal. And we are honored to have one of the hardest working women in show business. That is Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. And her, she's got Skelettos on the field, covering the action. And this is the last week of push and pull before the gladiators strap up. What is the mood? Are you satisfied with what your eyeballs have seen, Donna Hopkins?
Hey, Rick, it's great to be with you. And I'm glad those high heel shoes, I mean, if I'm going to be that, they need to put me in pads if I'm running around with those on. But, we're starting it all over again. And energy out there as far as what I'm seeing from the group and the message, you know, as we start the real deal with this team. And Rick, you know, it's hard to tell or talk about what you're seeing out there as far as from each group, because it's too early without pads. And, you know, you can't tell anything until they go up against a team. But it is some things that you're seeing out there from the offensive side of the ball, where Dan Quinn talked about really focusing in on the red zone, an area that they've struggled with over the years. And you can literally see that as far as materializing on what they're trying to do. Dan Quinn said yesterday in day one that they started off a little slow. They started off probably at a C level, and they ended up pretty much at a B level when it's all said and done. But, you know, that's just part of the progression of what he's trying to pull out of these guys. And he preaches over and over again about the competition. And there's some competition at that running back position with Austin Eckler and Brian Robertson. Looking at him in the early stages right now, I don't really like what I'm seeing from him as far as how he has evolved under Anthony Lynn. And, you know, Eckler, what can you say about him? He is Austin Eckler, so you know what you're getting with him. And just Chris Rodriguez struggled a little bit, but overall that running back position in the red zone is going to be key, because they're using them coming out of the backfield quite a bit in that red zone area. But, Doc, even more so, you talked about the energy out there. When you look at the movement on offense, the moving parts, in that red zone area to help out that offensive line and Jaden Daniels, that's what you're seeing a lot more of this camp so far in the early stages.
I'm really curious as to how has Marcus Mariota fared? And outside of Daniels, what has the quarterback room, has anybody stood out to you?
I think Marcus has played well. I mean, this is a veteran that's been there for a long time in the NFL. You know, he had his struggles, but I think that you're seeing him develop a little bit more himself in Kingsbury offense. I like what I see him as far as from him in the red zone. Now, let me just say this. They squeezed some balls a little bit too close in the end zone, that in that red zone that could have been picked off if it was a game day situation. But you can just see his elevation of his game in the Kingsbury offense. And I think those are the two guys, Daniels and him, the ones that you're really looking at, focus on, because I think when it's all said and done, of course, everybody's projecting Daniels to be the starting quarterback, but Marcus is giving them him a run for his money as far as what we're seeing from him. So I kind of like the quarterback situation. I mean, I think Daniels on the second team went 1-4 today, but I mean, not to push the panic button, because he's learning what to put in the scenes. Dan Quinn talked about that as far as what to throw, when to throw, and so forth. But, Rick, the other area that really stands out is special teams and who's going to be those return guys. And they're kind of like testing out a lot of guys from the DB backfield and also the running backfield. And Dan Quinn talked about with the rule change for kickoffs and punt returns, that's going to be valuable as far as them developing those guys in that area as far as special teams. So you're going to see some twists and turns as far as that special teams unit, too. It's who's going to be in the backfield. And everybody is back there. Nobody walked on the field today in this training camp or yesterday saying that I have a starting position solidified. It's not, because somebody is going to beat out some people that we think that were starters last year. They won't be this year because of that competition level.
Yeah, on the tight end move, I great deal of respect for Zach Ertz, but again, he's on a pitch count, because if you think he can take every snap in training camp or whatever, then you're just dumb as a road lizard. You want to preserve him. Senate, I think I like him a lot. I need to know what Bates and Cole Turner, I need to know what happened, and are we ever going to see Cole take that potential and turn it into real deal production?
Hey, Rick, I was going to bring up the tight end position before, because I think that's a key area to look at, too, is these guys that have been in the system right now, Cole Turner, Bates, and Amani Toomer, and like you said, Ben Sennett. I talked to him. I got a chance to talk to Ben today and just how he's coming along in his development. And he's so versatile, so I like what I'm seeing in him, what he's got to offer. But those other guys, like you said, Zach Hurst, they know what they got in him, but he's not going to be a guy that's out there all the time. Ron Rivera talked about him as the utilization of Zach Hurst. But the other three guys have to step up, Cole Turner and Bates and Amani Toomer. Those are the guys to me that has to shine, and really Cole Turner, because this is a guy they projected that, oh man, he's going to be the next big tight end. And what they're asking those guys to do, of course, blocking, catching out the backfield, using them, utilizing as receivers. But I haven't had a chance to really dissect them yet. The tight end position, I watched a little bit of their warm-ups and coaches working with them. But I think that we have to kind of like wait until the pads get on. And I think I'm going to be able to tell you a little bit more of how that group is coming along.
Yeah, Donna Hopkins bringing it to us live from Commander's Park. What is interesting to me is all the cerebral part of it. And listening to Rooster and Craig and Zion and JP yesterday, the one vibe that's consistent is how much they're actually able to put on their plates, and nobody has choked on it or thrown up in the process. So you have a high IQ team. They're able to seem to learn on the go, and that's important.
Yeah, Rick, and the way that they're breaking down everything, I was talking to some of the players yesterday about on the defensive side of the ball, Benjamin St. Juice, and he explained a little bit of the teaching part of that and them pointing out, like, you know, before people would just throw everything at you. It's like, okay, from 1 to Z, we're putting everything at you. But what they're doing now is they're taking 1 to 2 areas, making sure they got that, and then adding on to it. They're not going to jump ahead if you didn't get what that 1 and 2 was. So that's what I'm seeing as far as the teaching part. And then Benjamin St. Juice talked about that and them pointing out things that looking at the film of what he was doing last year, he talked to, and I know we're not talking too much about defense, but just the teaching part of what they're pointing out in that Chicago game last year when he was out of position because he was worried about the other people not doing their job, and they said, stay true to what you're supposed to do and let the other people take care of what they're supposed to do. So it's just the teaching curve is what I'm seeing from everybody from this team. And, Rick, this is the thing. Last year, the defense was so dominant at training camp over the offense, but going into this camp in these first 2 days, it's even. Everybody is competing at almost the same level from the offensive side of the ball to the defensive side of the ball. So it's not one group that's dominating over the other, and that's what you want to see in camp, that everybody has elevated that, and I think that's because of the coaching.
You know, it's amazing because I was trying to share with the audience. When I was out there for OTAs, the one day I was there, I said, you know, you can close your eyes and hear a good practice. There's a tempo. Organization is key because the more organized you are, the more reps you get. Inefficient practice means you're losing reps. So a very organized practice means the benefit is you get more reps. Now, if you can also judge a practice, and we've been around enough of them to know bad ones, where you're yelling at them to get back in the huddle and what? Run it again. You don't hear that.
No, not at all. And they're stopping people on the dime because what they're doing is they're putting together as far as looking at the guys. Then they're in the first step when they start in the mornings, they're doing walkthroughs. They're walking through what they saw yesterday to correct yesterday's problems so that they can go back out on the field during the day and put it into play to work through those things. That's what I'm kind of like seeing even more so is that, okay, this is what we did yesterday. This is what we need to work on to correct. And they're coming back from the classroom to, as they say, to the field, to put it all in place to make sure that these guys are getting it. That is the key thing, is to make sure the guys are getting it. And you can start to see that it's clicking in a lot of these guys' heads and everything. But Rick, I got to tell you something funny today. Daryl Tapp was over there with the defensive line, and they were asking about water. He said, hey, water was in Richmond. That's when you got water when you were in Richmond. So that tells me that they're trying to make these guys tough. It ain't no soft stuff and whatever. They are pushing these guys so that they'll be ready when it all counts.
Water in Richmond? Oh, that's a good one. Well,
they got water in Richmond, but they surely ain't getting it out of Ashburn at practice.
You know, one thing that Donna and I, we both had the pleasure of working with Tony, the Mac the Sack McGee, Tony McGee, Pro Football Plus, and I got a chance to talk to the Ageless Wonder a week ago, and the one thing that Tony and his position had during our days was they had unbelievable pressure on the quarterback. I have designated that's one of the keys that we have got to generate more. Now, we're talking offense today, so it's going to be about holding that back. It's impossible. I won't even ask this dumb question. Can't evaluate O-line without pads. But structurally, because our quarterbacks are experienced or athletic enough, it's about getting rid of that ball and not taking sacks. And it seems like all our guys that get under center seem to understand what rhythm means.
Yeah, you're going to see some. The offensive line is a concern for everybody. I mean, did they do enough to address the offensive line to have the depth that they need? Because, you know, Rick, injuries happen all the time. I mean, already in camp across the NFL, people have teams have had bodies to go down. So the depth is a key thing for this Commanders. But the people in place, you're talking about Cornelius Lucas that has been chained from one side to the other, and I think he fits right where he's supposed to be at right now. And then, you know, you talk about the rest of the people, the Brandon Coleman, who they drafted. Can he, you know, be that diamond in the rough and quickly go from guard to tackle? And I think you may have some surprises on the offensive line. I still got question marks in my book because I have to see them in pads to really assess the offensive line when they're really going at it. Doc, you know, when you all were going at it, you were in pads all the time, so you were able to quickly assess where you're at as a team. But now we have to kind of like wait until that Jets inner scrimmage and the Dolphins to really get a gauge of where this team is right now. And then once they put the pads on here. But the offensive line is some area that I've really paid attention to. So in some areas of the offensive line, I think we may be surprised about what we are seeing from that group. But it's all telltale when it counts the most and when they go against these other teams. But for right now, I still have question marks there.
Yeah, and that's fair. The one thing that I got, and Donna Hopkins still kind enough to join us. She is on the scene at Commanders Park and day two as they slowly grind themselves into full-fledged, all-out battle warfare when the pads come on next week. But to hear that Brother Newton has been cleared, that to me, I was surprised. I didn't anticipate that. And now it's just going to be, I guess they're going to kind of slow walk him into it. What have you learned about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that Dan Quinn opened up in the presser yesterday about Johnny Newton being able to be cleared to start training camp in day one. And that's something that they worked on hard to make happen. And looking at him out there, you know, practicing and everything, they're slowly bringing him along step by step. And I'm seeing some good things. When you look at that big...
Donna Hopkins. Yeah, on location, just dropped it. But anyway, and Donna, thanks for coming back with this technical difficulties on the road. But I was saying that we've already lost a couple of players for the season thus far. Camp, anything can happen. And as long as the guys get to practice, then they got a chance to get better. And so I'm open and praying that they get reps and that we don't lose within our interiors. Like those offensive lines, like I think Chris Paul is still developing and can get better. I think he's still got a huge upside. And I want to see that come to reality.
Yeah, Rick, I think you hit it on the head with Chris Paul. Got a chance to talk to him during OTA and just talked about his development under this new coaching regime and what he had seen in his improvement. And he said that they're working on technique. That's something that he had to work on. So they're working on that part of his game. And I think that you said it. I talked about that diamond in the rough. I think Chris Paul may be that guy that you can see the improvement in his game this year under the group. And pad day and whatever, I'm going to pay attention to that. But this is the thing, like you talked about injuries and everything, which everybody has to deal with those. But with this group, that's the reason why the coaches said that from one to two to the first two starting, three and four and five and six is going to know and get those reps just as much as the first group. And I saw that a lot in the first 2 days, is everybody is getting their reps because they want these guys that may be having to fill in for guys that may go down. They want those guys to be able to jump in right away and not miss a beat. And that's something that we haven't seen before.
You know, I was encouraged yesterday. Zion Willingham, he got a one-on-one with De'Ami Brown. And Diami was a lot more vocal. He needs to be. He needs to. He's got the talent. He's got everything. And I thought that was a great interview on Zion's part. And it revealed that Diami knows he's got to step his game up. And he's taking responsibility for it. And he's a legitimate game breaker. And that gives him an advantage if he'll take it.
Yeah, but I think what you just said was key is that you can't be nice. We know that a Gary Clark was never nice. He was chatty. They talked about being chatty and whatever. You basically have to be able to tell people that you're in control. I don't even care about teammates and whatever. You're not going to beat me down because I'm going to be getting in your head beating you down. So I think Diami has to be able to step forward because we haven't really seen from him what they projected him to be. We know that he has talent and everything. He just needs to come forward and display that because let me tell you, Luke McCaffrey and some of those other guys that they sign and whatever, they're hungry, and they're going to make sure that their name is at the leaderboard every time they go out on the field. They're going to be making sure that the coaches have them out there, and I think Diami and Jahan Dotson, you know, that had a fall off last year of his game, that he has to step it up also this year. And play much better. And hopefully under this new coaching staff and what they're trying to bring out of these guys with developing their game, that we're going to see that. But, yeah, that's the reason why I like, Rick, the red zone play that they're really have out there at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day. You're really getting to see these guys try to get open, the Diami Browns and some of the other guys. So it's been fun to watch this group. And like I said, I'm not going to talk about the defensive side, but that's going to be fun too.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk about that hopefully tomorrow. If you plan on being back out there, we'll put our emphasis on that. But I wanted to go offense today, and we love it. And we don't lose anybody. The key is you don't lose anybody. And we didn't even get a chance to mention a lot of them, which is good because there's a lot of faces there and it's just one day. And hopefully we're going to have the next couple of weeks and everybody will have their day. I do believe the running back room is going to be the most productive position group on the team.
Let me tell you, I agree 100% with you. And what I'm seeing and what I've seen out of Anthony Lynn out there with those guys, taking them apart, showing them, breaking down their footwork, their cutting, the position where they're supposed to be in and so forth, you can already see the difference. But really, Rick, you can see the difference in Brian Robinson's game so far. And I think that he still has a lot more to put into his arsenal seat as far as what we're going to see from him this year.
Yeah, there's a young man that went from Tennessee to went to Baltimore. I'm not saying he's that guy, but I don't think he's far off. If given the similar opportunities, I think he's got that kind of thing in him as well, which is frightening. Donna, appreciate that. Thanks for letting us piggyback with your talent. And I'm going to just let you know right now before you tell your agent, if you're back there tomorrow, we're going to try to rob you once again of your knowledge. So get prepared for it.
Sounds good. Looking forward to being on with you all again because I have been paying attention to the defense.
All right, good deal. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll switch gears and go on the defensive side of the ball. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Heavy metal. She got a little bit of you in her, man. She's thorough. She's a pit bull. And we love that. Heavy metal in studio, DOC on the microphone. And let's take this to break, and we'll get ready to tee up for more, find out what's on your mind. Y'all act a little shy today, but we'll bring the best out of you. 301-230-0980. Back in a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.